Hello, Martine from iMake here. Today is Tuesday the 20th of December 2011 and I have just returned from a truffle making workshop. My dear crafty pal Jo, her work organises various sports and social events and somebody dropped out last minute, so Jo asked me to come along to this truffle making workshop and it was very good. We made, I think they were Belgian truffles. I don't really know what nationality the truffles were, but indeed they were yummy. Basically, what we did is we made a ganache. I think that's what it's called. It's like melted dark chocolate and cream, and you kind of mixed it up together, and then you put it in a piping bag, and you sort of piped lines of it, and then you let it harden a little bit. After that, you broke off little bits and rolled it into balls in your hands. And that's like the truffly bit. Or you kind of made it into weird shapes, which is what a lot of us ended up doing. Making it into the balls was quite difficult, actually. And while that was going on, some other chocolate was melted to a specific temperature. And then we had to cover the balls in that and then cover it in various things like chopped nuts or cocoa or desiccated coconut or icing sugar. So that was great. Then we left the truffles to set and put them in bags and things like that. And they make some nice Christmas presents. So it's been an unusual way to spend an evening and a good one, I think, because thankfully I've got some additional Christmas presents, as I don't think all of mine are going to come in the post. I seem to have ordered most of my Christmas presents off Amazon and we've only got, what, 5 sleeps to go and still I've got some presents to arrive. So if in doubt, homemade chocolate truffles will be the order of the day. So all that remains to be said is I hope that anybody listening to this audio boo has a wonderful Christmas, doesn't eat too much chocolate, and I will chat to you in the new year. Over and out.